So, yesterday I had lunch with my son, and we were talking, and I said, "Oh, you know, I was actually thinking about going to Italy in the fall." And we hadn't gone on a trip in a long time together. And I said, "But you probably wouldn't want to go to Italy." And he goes, "Oh, I would love to go to Italy." He goes, "I got to get a passport, though." And I said, "That's right, you got to get a passport." I said, "You should do that anyway." So then we got in the car and we're driving back, and he said, "This is so weird. I was just thinking this morning, I would like to go someplace, but I probably need to get a passport." He goes, "No, that had to be, no, it was just this morning." And I went, "Well, that is how it works. That is how it works. You put your attention on it, and that's what came in." And he would see me doing this over the years, and I'd say, "This is how it works." And he would say, "That just works that way for you, Mom, because you're the goddess." You know, that's what he would say to me all the time. And I was like, "Yeah, right, Mom, sure, that's how it works." But slowly, I've been watching him see in his own life that where he was moving his attention to was exactly what was coming in. And so for a long time, he thought he would never get weekends off. It was impossible. People had been there longer. There's no way he's going to get weekends off. I said, "Well, you know, maybe you will get some weekends off. You know, just, you know, see yourself with weekends off." Ended up with weekends off. And the thing is, when we're reading something like Mark Twain says, that when we're reading fiction, it actually has to stay in some confines. If you're reading a book and it just goes way off, it's like there's no way that would ever happen. Because you follow a line of reasoning. But truth doesn't. Truth actually goes beyond the rules that we have placed upon it. Truth is actually very simple, but it takes a long time to get our attention because we've been told so many stories, so many fictions on top of truth. So really, when it first comes up, what it is, as it said in that first quote inside, every truth passes through three stages. The first is it's ridiculed, like, "That's my son. Pff, yeah, right, Mom." The second one is that it's opposed. And then the third one, it just becomes self-apparent. And so when we're learning truth, we go through those stages. At first, we think, "That is ridiculous. There's no way." When it's really, really the absolute truth, it comes to a point where it's self-apparent because we see it in our own lives. And then it's like, "Well, it was always there. It's not a new truth. It's always there. And it's not a truth that just belongs to me. It's a truth that belongs to everybody." So how do we know if something's true? It's because it's going to be universal. And if it's not, if it doesn't apply to everybody everywhere, then it's not a truth. So it's pretty simple getting down to the truth and saying, "Is this really a truth?" But the way to get there is we have to live our own lives in truth. There's no way we can run an inauthentic life and say, "I want to feel connected" at the same time, because the facade is actually the barrier to making the connection. So everything is always removing layers of stories to get us down to our truth. And the truth was never moved by the story at all. So what we are is never moved by the story. It is never changed by the story. It remains the same for all of us, everywhere, all the time. It's all that creative energy, that power, that love, that eternal. And it's always there, waiting for us to recognize it in our own lives. If we don't get it, we don't get it. There's no punishment. "Oh, you didn't get it, therefore you're being punished." All it does is it follows our energy. It follows where we go. It follows what story we're living in. And it creates off that story all the time. So a lot of times we've talked about this. We have a tendency to think about what we don't want and the problems that we're having. And it's just waiting for us to say, what about something entirely different? What about things working out beautifully over here? What about I'm going to like take my energy and move it over here and see what happens? Maybe it's as simple as that. But that's really hard for the personality to let go of something it's snagged onto. You guys probably don't snag onto things like I do. No. It's like, I'm caught in this thing. And it's like, yeah, but I got to stay over here because I'm still trying to figure this one out. So what if in the figuring it out, we figure out a story that at least raises our energy so that we feel better, and now we have fewer blockages? What if we figure it out where actually it works out for everybody everywhere? What if we figure it out where we don't have to be happy while that person is miserable in order for us to feel happy? Because that's what happens a lot when we're caught in our stories. We finally can say, I want a better life, but I want them to, like, you know, just rot and have nothing good ever come into their life again. So when we're looking at simple truths and we're looking for our connection and we're looking for what's going to bring us peace of mind, it's always going to be that thing where it works for everybody, everywhere, all the time. It's very simple. And the discomfort we feel, even though initially it may feel good to wish somebody else harm, the discomfort that we feel in ourselves is letting us know that we have not landed at the bottom. We have not gotten down to the truth. So nothing bad is going on. It's just we haven't gotten there. Because we will know the truth not only by reason, but also by heart. We'll know we haven't closed off a portion of ourselves when we've gotten there. We know we've softened a part of ourselves when we've gotten there. We've released the story that was wrapped around the discomfort, and we find a story that empowers us and empowers the other one. So, as Marianne Williamson says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Now, I know we heard that before, but one of our biggest truths that we resist is that we actually do have a power, that we actually do have creative energy, that we actually do have the ability to move our energy to something else and envision something else. To believe what we really are. No victims, no mere mortals, but instead that pure loving energy that a lot of people call God. That's what we are. And when we question, is that true? Is that what we really are? You just ask yourself, what part of my body and the world would work so beautifully without an intelligence behind it? Let's move the intelligence out of the way and let's just have our way at this. Let's just do this whole breathing without thinking thing without that intelligence. Let's do this whole circulating the blood and getting the heart pumping thing without an intelligence behind it. Because even if you plant something in the soil, we've talked about this, you plant a seed in the soil, there's an intelligence that acts upon the seed. Everything we think we're doing ourselves, we're not. We are doing something, and something is acting upon it. It's a simple truth. That's what it is. We are thinking something, we're planting seeds in our mind, and something is acting upon it. And that is the truth. But if we believe in fictions, and we say, well, that's not possible, our statistics say it's not possible, as soon as we quote a statistic that's attached to our condition, our situation, we have now moved out of infinite possibility and into the land of here's what's been proven so far by somebody who might be very biased about that outcome. when we go into right and wrong thinking, we're making ourselves stand in one camp or another, when really we're just an energy field. And when we move past the stories and into that energy and into the truth of what we really are, everything becomes a lot more simple. When we're willing to let go of what we've been holding on to so tight. Because what we actually don't want to look at a lot of times is the very thing that keeps it alive. We are pure creative energy, and even resisting what we don't want to look at actually causes more of that to come in. Because it takes a lot of energy to resist looking at something. So we need to be able to actually move through any situation and know that it does not move us or harm us. I know sometimes if I'm sitting in more of a fundamental Christian gathering during one of their services, I can just feel myself like getting all bent out of shape, literally. It's like I'm rubbing my neck. It's like, you know, it's because I feel like those words are actually having an impact on me. But that's a story. They can't possibly have an impact on me. They're words. They can't possibly impact what I really am unless I allow them. So when the words come out, if I just let them float over me, if I just let them be words, and that what that person believes doesn't affect me, then I can be comfortable with that situation. I'm not suggesting I go put myself through it all the time. I'm not suggesting that. But the occasional times where it makes sense because it's somebody's wedding or somebody's funeral or whatever, then we can sit in it and know it's okay. I'm not suggesting that we date it or marry it. I tried dating it. Will not suggest that to anybody, okay? Because we gather here because we love being around a new story that we can share with others and say, this is what's going on for me, and this is what happened. To get away from the Jerry Springer world, the morning news, that this is what it is, here's what's happening, hello victims. And instead, to move into a place where we can actually feel our own power, the power that's in us. There are tons of places that will support our victimhood, tons of stories, but there aren't too many places where we can go to just sit in our own creative energy, our own power, that which lives behind the personality and its many stories and its many changes and its many convolutions. First of all, being gentle with ourselves, being compassionate, understanding that anything that happened in the past made sense to where we were living in that past, in that story. And so we let ourselves off the hook when we realize that's not who I am anymore. That's not my story. I can be compassionate because really it's like somebody else lived then. And they don't live here anymore. They don't live here anymore. And that's true of a lot of people that we encounter. We want to say their old story is who they are today, and that's not who lives there anymore. And we start by having compassion with ourselves, and if we can't do it for ourselves, we're not going to be able to do it for anybody else. Because it always works through the creative energy, always works through our own truth, our own level of truth, our own level of understanding. So when we encounter people, we're actually encountering ourselves. We're messengers for each other whatever the issue is. I remember I took a class in spiritual psychology, and the guy kind of went around and said, here's what you are working on, different people. So the person who was working on the issue of fear, it turned out when she actually started talking, she was paranoid. She thought everybody was after her. Everywhere she went, if she moved to another city, they were coming after her because she was working on her issue of fear. He said to me, you're working on truth. I see that. I'm working on truth. That's true. We all are working on truth. But if we ever wonder, like, why is there like a pattern in our lives? Could it be that this is my main thing that I'm working on here? Is my fear to look at something actually preventing me from looking at the truth of something? So instead of making it complicated, we make it very difficult. We come up with a lot of rules and regulations. We make it very hard to understand. It seems very, just like a tangled mess. And I talked about this with Pat, who's not here today, but we were talking about, she goes, it's such a can of worms. And I said, yeah, let's kick the can. Let's get it out of here. Forget about the can of worms. You're never going to get it apart. Forget about that big knot, that big thread you've got to undo to make it get there. That's a story. That's the fiction. We got to untie this in order to get to the other side of this. And the truth is, we just need to let it go and start all over with a story that works for us and for everyone everywhere. Simple. So today, let's think about moving forward, and let's just rest and relax in the simple truth that we are good, all of us everywhere, that we are pure love, everyone everywhere, that we are pure creative energy, expressing here right now in this little bitty time, but we are eternal. And just sit with that simplicity of that and just let it be. Thank you.